We're going to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Renee, calling us from PRP. Hi, Renee.
Hey.
Hey.
We're so weird.
Renee's 5'3", is blonde hair, and is gauged.
Engaged. Yay. When's the wedding?
September.
Oh, very
this
nice.
This is awesome.
Very cool. Well, how long have you been with your fiance?
For 4 years now. We're high school sweethearts.
Oh, this is so precious. I love all of this. This is meant to be.
Oh, that's very cool. All right. Little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works, Renee.
You're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult at the time?
Okay.
You got it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
First one, very simple.
I got my head stuck in a railing at a theme park.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, that's little kid. That's little kid.
Little kid?
That's definitely little kid.
It feels
little
like kid. That's the obvious answer.
Yeah.
Right? Because again, adult head, how is that?
How is
gonna
that?
Even logistically work?
Gonna even.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, why would you have your head down there anyway?
Why would you?
Why would you?
Why would you?
Yeah, it's probably all over that.
It's probably drunk adult though. What's the answer?
I was a drunk adult.
Dang it. Why? How? We need the story.
All right.
I tried to prove that my head was the perfect size for the bars, and it was not. And firefighters had to load me up with something that felt like butter to get me out.
Wow.
Firefighters had to get the drunk adult's head out of the railing.
You do what you got to do. You know... Renee, has that ever happened to you where you like stick your head into something and then you start to freak out because you're like, oh gosh, I don't know if I can get my head out of this?
Personally, no, because I'm not the adventurous type.
Right.
Okay.
I think my fiance would.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I was going to say, I feel like you and, or your fiance and me could probably share some stories because I feel like that has
happened
to me. You
like typically go around and say, oh, it looks like my head might fit in there?
No, but like just as a joke, you know, you stick your head in something just to see. You've never done that?
Can't say that I have. I can't say I've ever
You've never
been
seen
in a position where I think, I wonder if my head is going to fit in there. Let's try.
You've never seen a hole and gone,
no,
I wonder if my head
seen a hole and want to stick my head in it. No. No.
Right.
Apparently I'm not living, though.
Renee, it's lonely over here. All right, next
we're learning things about Ben.
Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
Went ice skating with me and a bunch of other people and broke my ankle.
Oh, wow.
Was that last week? Feels like
went ice skating. Ice skating, a bunch of people broke her ankle. Very, very common injury,
right.
I feel. Yeah.
Mm. Is it just an unsteady little kid or a drunk adult?
Yeah.
Well, you know, these kids don't be drinking milk nowadays, so their bones are weak.
Weak?
I'm gonna say little kid again.
Little kid again.
I like the justification there of what got her to the answer. You know, kids just don't drink milk like they used to.
Weak bones.
Weak bones. Got to be a little kid.
All right.
A very little sad child who had to sit in bed for 3 months.
Aw. Very sad child. Had to sit in bed for 3 months. That was
very
all.
Very sad child.
Yeah, that's
I
all
thought
she gave
said
us.
A very fat child. I was like, well, that's not nice to say.
Did she say that?
I'm not
Hang
sure.
on a second. Hang on. Let's hear that again.
A very little sad child who had to sit
very
in
little,
bed for 3 months.
A very little sad child.
Okay,
not
good.
Fat child.
Yes, thank you. All right. Let's be kind to ourselves.
Yeah. All right. Last one.
Yeah.
Renee, you're doing all right.
50%.
Yeah.
So all right. far.
Little kid, drunk adult.
I ran into a fire hydrant while playing Frisbee.
That's right.
Ouchie.
Man, I'm telling you, this could have been from my childhood. Not to give you any clues or any hints or steer you down the wrong path.
Do we need to add in a third possibility? Little kid, drunk adult, or dog?
Or dog. I was a dog.
I was a dog. I would like to play fetch.
I'm going to say drunk adult, because when you get drunk, you're like, oh, I'm really good at sports. Watch this.
Yes! When
watch
I'm drunk,
this.
I'm really good at sports.
All right.
That's
she says,
great.
She says drunk. What is it?
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm amazing at Frisbee.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I was trying to impress these women with my dope Frisbee skills.
Dope Frisbee.
Unfortunately, I got a little too pumped up and ran into a fire hydrant trying to catch the Frisbee.
Wow.
I ended up breaking two of my toes.
Oh!
Ouch.
Oh!
And getting 4 stitches.
Oh! Oh, that is so hard to look cool when
Let's
that is
Let's just say
happening.
The ladies were not impressed.
Oh,
that's
tragic.
The worst part of the whole story.
Dang it.
Didn't even get the impression.
Yeah, you can't not limp away.
Yeah.
Toe casts are not attractive.
Mm. Yeah. Do they even do that? I don't think so.
No. They just tape them together.
Yeah. And then you're limping. And that,
again,
it's hard to look
too
cool when you're limping around.
Renee, you did good. Congrats.
Wow. Well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for playing.
Thank
you. We appreciate you.
And I loved hearing the thought process of how you got yourself to every answer.
Right.
That was also fun.
And we also learned that not everyone sees a hole and thinks that they can stick their head in there.
Correct.
All right. Thanks, Renee.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
She was fun.
Bye.
What a fun game.
What a fun game.
That was a fun little crop.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting stories. And listen, we need more of those. If you want to keep this game a-going, if you got a story you think, oh, this could fit that game, like it could sound like it was a little kid that did it or a drunk adult, just do what they did. Give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Send us a voice note. Email it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.